Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, I have a special gift for you, a free niches list for high ticket dropshipping. These are product categories that are profitable and ready to be sold online. So if you're interested, go to ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. And this episode is going to be all about five reasons why education will make you successful, and not just any education, but the right kind of education. So I'm going to talk about these five reasons why you should be constantly learning new things and self-educating yourself all the time so that you can become successful and become more successful over time. So the reason why, number one, education is key is because the number one asset in your life that you're always going to be able to have to sell something with is yourself. Okay, so you can start a dropshipping store, but if you don't know how to do it every single time, then if that dropshipping store, you know, if you sell it or whatever, or maybe something happened, would you be able to start another one? And that's key, right? So I want to tell you a little bit of a story that happened to me when I was younger. When I started my first dropshipping store, I didn't take a course or anything like that. I just sort of threw things against the wall to see what would stick. And, you know, I learned a lot of SEO stuff. And so my education with search engine marketing and content marketing through reading books, namely by authors like Seth Godin, and reading blogs like HubSpot blog, like their inbound marketing blog, I learned about content marketing and SEO. And so I was able to do that for my niche. And this is back in 2010, 2012, 13, before Google Shopping ads really became a huge thing. And so organic was really the main commercial shopping channel through which products were bought and found on Google. Google Shopping was still in its infancy back then. And so what I decided to do was to actually sell my store in 2015 after a bunch of other things happened and we grew the store like crazy. But the problem was I didn't really know how to get a store profitable fast. I just knew about my content marketing and SEO, which actually took me a few years of hard, you know, laborious effort to get to that, you know, $500,000 a year in sales revenue, which is like basically enough profit to have a full-time job, or, you know, to quit your job and have, like, you know, basically a full-time income in an expensive city. So, you know, I didn't know how to start a new dropship store because I just didn't really have a good method at that point to do that. So that was a big problem. You see, I didn't invest in my education at that point, and I struggled for, you know, practically a whole year and a half before I just finally decided to invest in an online course that I would learn then how to create a really optimized store, and then how to drive targeted traffic with paid advertising to the listings in order to sell them. And that was key. So by self-educating myself and by investing in the education, I was finally able to create a better asset of myself, of which I would be able to then duplicate the process over and over and over again. And since then, I've started and sold four very profitable high ticket dropshipping stores, and we now have a fifth one, and we're going to be building out multiple stores. I'm building out stores for clients right now, and I'm also building niche stores for myself as well. It's just like clockwork. I have a full recipe. It's actually in my high ticket dropshipping masterclass, and basically all I do is just follow my same masterclass and build these stores out. It's pretty cool, and it's really easy now. Now, if it wasn't for that self-education though, I wouldn't know how to do this. And so it's not just that, but it's also the constant self-education I've been doing ever since then in order to understand paid advertising channels, social media marketing channels, content marketing, SEO better than I ever did before, and also to understand sales funnels and email marketing, which is one of the biggest best ways to close sales. And also video marketing. Video marketing is one of the best ways to build trust with people. And then podcasting, of course. Podcasting builds trust as well. So you guys should understand why it's so important. It's because, number one, you're building a personal asset. You're building yourself up, which is always going to be your most valuable asset, is your own education. Without what you know and who you know, you're probably not going to be as successful. So the second reason is that learning expands your network, okay? It expands the people you know and the people that you will then get in touch with. Just through the simple fact of learning, even if it's from an online mentor you never actually, you know, meet in person, you'll end up meeting people that are also learning from that person through online networks. And then if you go to meetups, you might meet people that also learn from that person too. And then like events and stuff like that, you'll go there and you'll expand your network in that way as well. So a lot of these big online mentors, like I'll just mention Russell Brunson here. He has a live event every year called Funnel Hacker Live, and you can go to that and meet tons of other people that do sales funnels and stuff like that, which is great. If you, you know, are a Shopify fan, they have an event every year. A lot of these big software, you know, providers have events, and it's just a great way to go and actually meet a ton of people that are interested in the same things you are. So education will eventually lead to networking, and again, it's about what you know, but it's also about who you know that is going to take you to the next level. One of the best relationships I ever built out was relationship with this guy named Ernest Epps. And if you don't know who Ernest is, go check him out, ErnestEpps.com. He really taught me in depth how to do really, really, really good conversion optimization. And I took that and just totally ran with it and took it to the next level. And so I have him to credit for my beginnings in just really being able to do this business model well. And so, you know, through that relationship that I've actually nurtured and grown over time, I've been able to meet a lot of other people, and he's helped me out a lot and I've helped him out a lot, and it's just been a great connection. And the cool thing is, even though we're kind of rivals in the same industry, you know, we teach a similar topic and stuff like that, we're still really good friends because we respect each other a lot. So it's a good thing to do, is to actually respect your rivals and to work with them as partners. Not everybody's like that. A lot of people are really petty, unfortunately, so you're not always going to be able to partner with your rivals, because some rivals just are really weak-minded and they don't understand the power of partnerships and how they can gain more from being your partner instead of trying to just cut you out of their entire network, you know, completely. But that's okay. You know, everybody to their own thing, right? The next thing I want to do is tell you guys, like, education is going to really sharpen your financial intelligence. And that's key, because if you don't understand how money works, how money flows in and out, you're going to have a trouble making it, and you're going to have trouble keeping it. So definitely, 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 you need to understand simple bookkeeping. You need to understand how money flows. You need to understand financial statements. It's really key if you're going to build a business that you know what an income statement is, what a balance sheet is, and what a cash flow statement is, and how they work together. And you should be able to build out simple enough ones for your business so that you can understand them. Because if you ever want to become an investor, like in stocks and stuff like that, you need to be able to understand a financial sheet and be able to recognize when a company is listed for a price that is lower than what they're worth. And you also need to be able to recognize when a company is actually listed for a price that's more than what they're worth, so that you get a good deal. So you get in at a lower price and you get out at a higher price. Or if you're going to do options, it's, you know, you can do the opposite. You can borrow at a higher price and sell at a lower price. It's a whole crazy thing. But you need to understand basic financial statements of companies, because that's basically what you're buying, is an investment in a company. And so you're relying on the company to either grow or go down if you're doing the option stuff. And of course, education will give you actually access to mentors physically, not just, you know, over the internet, but you can like go to those events and you can actually meet up with these people in the real world, which is really cool. Because if you think about it, like, usually it costs a ton of money to get direct access to mentors. Whereas if you just educate yourself really well, you can get to the same level education wise as these guys. You can probably actually maybe even speak at the same events as these people that you would consider mentors at some point. You know, I'm not doing a whole lot of live speaking right now. It's just not really my thing, but I am doing a lot of YouTubing and podcasting. And so you're probably listening to me right next to the Gary Vee podcast or next to the Tim Ferriss podcast. And so in a sense, I'm kind of on the same stage as they are in the podcasting world, and sort of on the same stage as, you know, people around me in my niche on the YouTubing world. And it sort of is a stage if you think about it, you know? And it's kind of cool. You know, I just watched a video by Pat Flynn today on YouTube about, he's talking about how Seth Godin is saying how podcasting is the new blogging. And it really is, because basically it's just a platform to speak and to share ideas and to raise your voice about topics and to let people know how you think or what you're thinking about and how you feel and stuff like that. And you can teach people, or you can, you know, debate with people, that kind of stuff. Lots of cool things you can do with podcasting. It's really incredible. And if you've ever, ever, ever thought about teaching is a wonderful thing to do in your life. It's very fulfilling. Start a podcast. then it doesn't matter what topic it's in. Just have fun with it. Just build that daily habit of doing it. And don't be scared to do it. Don't ever be wondering what people are going to think about you, because if people are going to like you, then those are the people that you want to hang out with more. People don't like you, don't worry about them, okay? So yeah, consider starting a podcast. It's kind of fun. So you guys need to understand, education is also going to help you channel your energy. It's really, really key to have a way to always be feeling like you're gaining ground in life. You know, when you're not educating yourself, you tend to slip away and you can become depressed and you can become lazy. So, you know, if you ever find yourself just like mindlessly cruising social media or mindlessly watching YouTube videos, get out of that habit and form a new habit of education. So whatever that means, you could educate yourself simply on topics of history or geography. You could educate yourself on languages. You can educate yourself on business and entrepreneurship and marketing and sales, finances, you know, stock investing, real estate, whatever. But educate yourself on something instead of spending time drowning out in entertainment. Just because, simply put, you'll be creating a better habit in your life, and that habit will lead to so much more abundance in your life in the long run. Whether it be just in having fun, casual conversation with people and being more of an interesting person to talk to, or whether it be you actually doing different things just because your mind is now open to all these other ideas and all these other things out there. One of the coolest things you can do is learn a new language. You know, if you want to travel the world, especially go to places like Europe or, you know, South America, it's really, really beneficial to learn a language like Spanish, French, German, Italian. Even if you just learn the basic essences of those languages, like the survival language, it's nice because you can go around and just have simple, fast, quick conversations. You can always, you know, order what you want. You can ask people for, you know, questions and for directions or where things are and what time it is and all these other things, you know, and you can chat with locals a little bit. Learning new languages is really fun. And don't be afraid to screw things up. Just, you know, try and ask people questions in their language, and I'm sure that they'll do their best to understand you. And just imagine if a foreigner came up to you from China or Japan, barely speaking English, and they try to mumble something in English. You're going to be probably really nice to them and try to understand what they're saying and then answer things back. You're not going to be looking at them like they're weird. Okay, so don't get the wrong impression that what people think about you when you speak to them in their language. They're actually, they probably appreciate that you're actually making an effort. So just learn a new language, guys. It's really fun. It's actually really exciting. And go travel to those places that you learn those languages. And there's not much of a point in learning Spanish unless you travel to a, you know, Spanish-speaking country, right? And if you're in America, Mexico is right next door, and it's really fun to go down there. Of course, you've got to try to be safe, but it's an amazing country, beautiful place. Just learn some Spanish. It's a lot of fun talking to people in Spanish. I'm out in Thailand all the time, and I'm constantly trying to learn like little bits of Thai here and there and say things to locals and stuff like that. It's hard. The hardest thing, I think, is listening to it and hearing it at first, and then after a while, it kind of grows on you. And you'll notice it's the same thing learning anything. So education, it's hardest at first. When you first get into a topic, it might be really difficult. You just have to understand, you have to spend time exposing yourself to the topic first so that your mind then just accepts that it's, you know, reality, that it's a fact, that it exists out there, and then slowly continue to expose yourself to it over and over and over again, because repetition is key when it comes to learning. And over time, you will form new memories and you will accept those things, and then all of a sudden it'll just come to you easily. So, you know, that's just how it works, guys. So go learn new things, whether that be a language or geography or, by the way, I love this YouTube channel called Geography Now. You guys have to go check it out. I've been watching all of his videos. He does a video on each country, the politics behind the country, the history, the people, demographics, their relationships with other countries. It's a lot of fun. So Geography Now, if you haven't heard of it, go check that out on YouTube. Really, really cool channel. Just awesome and lots of fun to watch, and just a great way of explaining things. And that's kind of my goal, is to make this really interesting and motivational, but also fun to listen to. And I'm working on it, getting better at it, and I really hope you guys are enjoying this podcast, and I really enjoy having you as a listener. I truly do. So if you guys definitely subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed yet, and I'll probably catch you guys in the next episode. Take care.